Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to talk again today about the mysteries of the kingdom. Jesus, in the teaching and communication of the parables, is opening up for us the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Jesus came to proclaim the kingdom. He came to establish the kingdom. He came to bring and save human beings into the kingdom, and it's helpful for us to be able to understand this. And so if you haven't had a chance to tune into the programs, friends, over the last week and a half, we've been looking at some of these passages that the church gives us in the daily readings. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net and just listen to the programs there. And while you're there, just feel free to browse the website. There's a lot of good stuff there that's free: newsletters, articles, our YouTube videos, talks we've given at different times, Ralph Martin, myself, Sister Ann Shields, and my wife Debbie, Pete Burak, and other members of our team. Those are all there accessible to you, and most of it's all free. So the simplest way, though, to continue to hear the program, Sister Ann's program, and other things we're doing is just download the Renewal Ministries app, and I encourage you to download the Ave Maria Radio app as well and access the really the amazing programs that are being produced here. So today, we're talking about another parable. Yesterday, we talked about the parable of the weeds and the wheat. Today, it's the pearl of great price and the treasure hidden in the field. I love these. These are just two really simple, you know, descriptions Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 13. First, the treasure hidden in the field, verse 44, Matthew 13. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and then covered up. And then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, this is now the pearl of great price. "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who in finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." These two parables are basically communicating the same thing, communicating to us the value of the kingdom. And its value is often hidden. They came upon it, both of them. But once you see it, it changes everything. So I just love the story of this man. You know, he's in this field, and he came upon a treasure. And the treasure was so amazing, so extraordinary, he just had to have the treasure. I guess he didn't want to steal it because it was on a property that didn't belong to him or whatever, but it says he covered it up. He hid the treasure. He didn't want anybody else to see it. But then he goes and takes everything he has, all of his money, all of his resources, to buy the field because he wants to possess the treasure. That's the kingdom of God. Jesus described it that way. And it's so interesting to see that Jesus wants us to understand, knowing him, living under his lordship, being in the kingdom of God, being in the church and part of his body, this is the great treasure. And it's worth everything, friends, giving everything for it. And at the same time, we need to do everything we can. Jesus also gives other kinds of teaching to do whatever we can to never get cut off from it. Remember some of those images Jesus gives that also seem so hyperbolic or extreme. But he's trying to make a similar point, I think, on the other side. He says, if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. What he's saying is that the kingdom is the gift of eternal life. It's the life of God. It's living with God, living in under the dominion, the order, and the way of life of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So living that, possessing that, walking in it even now in the church, being united to Christ in such intimacy in the Holy Spirit, being born again, being children of God, this is the beginning of living in the kingdom. But it's going to lead to an eternal destiny of absolute glory and splendor beyond description in the kingdom of God. And that's one potential destiny of a human being. The other one is to never buy the treasure, to never search for it, to never find it, to never then purchase it, that is, give everything we have to it, and therefore die separated from the kingdom and ending up in hell. So there's other parables. We'll see some this week where people begin that way. The parable of the sower was that way. Some people began that way, but their desire for riches, you know, the troubles of the world, their higher priorities caused them to fall away when the going got tough, and they lost their salvation. They lost their ultimate destiny. And friends, this is a reality. Jesus wants us to understand these are not just nice, poetic, and kind of beautiful, interesting ways of speaking that are really good to study and understand various forms of literature and all that. You know, that's all part of it, but that's not the main point. The main point is very, very clear. Jesus Christ has given us a treasure beyond our wildest imagination. And he wants us to come and find it. He wants us to be a man or a woman in search of what matters most, to have a heart that really is pursuing, understanding, why am I here? Where am I going? What's the meaning of life? Does anybody know the truth? I'm open. I just want to know. I want to follow truth, real truth, wherever it is. I want to seek. And Jesus said, if you seek, you'll find. And in this case, the treasure hidden in the field, he finds it. And then he comes to see that it's a treasure so valuable. It's not just a portion, like a tithe of his money, his overall wealth, that he could, give a little bit, I'll take that treasure. No, he's wants to know, what do I need to do to possess that treasure? What do I need to do to be able to call it my own? Well, you got to buy that field. Okay, tell me what it is. I'll do it. Here's where we understand the call of a disciple. Jesus said, if you want to come after me, Jesus is the treasure. Beholding Christ, who he is, what he's done for us, what he's going to do for us, living with him and the Father for all eternity, the gift that he's given us, this great treasure. Jesus said, if you want to come after me, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and come after me. We say, okay. And then he said, wait a minute, I want you to take it in deeper. What I said, I want you to understand it fully so you can make the decision based on full understanding of what I'm telling you the cost will be. Because to gain the treasure, there is a cost. Jesus paid the ultimate price, but he's telling us, if you follow me, you're going to receive some of the very persecution, trial, rejection that I experienced. In fact, the world's going to hate you. A time might come when your family rejects you. Nothing can be put before me, Jesus said. Let the dead bury their dead. Remember that? Some of the things Jesus said just seem so outrageous or self-centered or something like that. But he said, no, this is where you're going to find life. I'm the king of the new kingdom. And it's easy for people to be presumptuous. This is why Jesus taught these parables. Jesus said the judgment day is coming, and some people are in the church and they're not paying attention, the weeds, and people presume on salvation. You know, everybody's going to be saved. I don't need to pay much attention to it. I don't have to worry about paying a cost. You know, I don't have to worry about the big price from my own life that has to be paid for this. What I have to give to purchase that treasure, that is to receive it. Jesus is saying to give your all. And he reminds us again and again that persecution, rejection in this world, hatred, being hated, this is going to come, and this is part of the cost. And then it tests us, like, how much do you really want this? How much is Christ and being identified with him, how much is that really the central reality of your life? You know, earlier this week, we had a feast, the Feast of St. James, and didn't get to talking too much about the reading that day from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 15. Where Paul says this, brothers and sisters, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels. So this is the treasure, the very treasure that Jesus is talking about, and the pearl of great price. It's the same thing, the inestimable value. We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. God, in his surpassing power, in his extraordinary love, has given us a share in a treasure that is inconceivably beautiful and of inestimable value. It's just hard to put words on it. The surpassing power has come from God. And then Paul says, he's talking about the apostles and those who are extending the kingdom. Though they possess the treasure, we possess the treasure. He said, we are yet afflicted in every way, but we're not constrained. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. That's an apostolic mind. That's a renewed mind. That's a mind who really gets it. On the one hand, he says, we've been given this treasure, and we carry it in earthen vessels, clay pots, as people love to say. We know our own limitations. We know we're still living in a fallen world. We know that we too are weak and broken people. But God's treasure is in us. God has come to make his home in us. Notice, Paul's not shocked. He's not upset. He's not angry. He's not feeling like he got a raw deal or that somehow it's just not fair. You know, that he's afflicted, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down. And he's experiencing in his body the dying of Jesus, the rejection of the world. But Paul instead is rejoicing and he's saying, look, the life of Christ is being communicated through us, through me. God's life can't be snuffed out. That's in us. Now we can turn away from it like we've heard in some of the other parables, but the life of Jesus. And he says, the more he's afflicted, the more he's persecuted, the more the life of God goes forward. Because he's united. We're in the body of Christ, and the Lord is allowing Paul in his suffering and the rejection and being struck down. He's allowing Paul to be identified with his own suffering. And it's got profound meaning. And Paul realizes that grace is going out. And so he's not like, wait a minute, this isn't fair. I'm supposed to have fun on this earth. I'm supposed to be living in comfort. And everybody's supposed to like me. And I'm supposed to have recognition and protection. And I'm supposed to be, you know, prospering like crazy in this world, especially as a king's kid kind of thing. And so we have an idea in our mind about what that means. Here's Paul describing a life that none of us would want, really. None of us would like choose on our own. But what happens is Jesus is saying, look, here's the treasure. It's yours. But here's the cost. Give your whole heart and mind to me. And that's the story of the pearl of great price and the treasure hidden in the field. And it's one of the reasons, friend, lots of people haven't made that decision, even in the church. And one of the reasons the church, the gospel doesn't go forward and people don't quite get it when they're called to fulfill the great commandment, is they say they haven't yet, they're being told, go buy the field, go give your time and energy, but they never saw the treasure yet. And they haven't come to terms with it and received its value and sold out for it. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.